The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The people of Great Britain have lost one of their most fundamental freedoms, the right to use force for self-defense. The British didn't lose this right as a result of being defeated in war. They did it to themselves. They didn't lose this right all at once. It happened step by step as the government claimed it was fighting crime. Unfortunately, the British have no Second Amendment as we do. The process started with requiring citizens to get a certificate for permission to own a gun, and you couldn't get it unless you had a good reason. The definition of good reason was squeezed narrower and narrower. Then the government ruled that it should never be necessary for anyone to possess a firearm for the protection of his house or person. In 1953, the government made it illegal to carry in a public place any article made or intended for an offensive purpose. Police could stop and search anyone. In 1967, the government passed a law that henceforth it was never to be considered reasonable to defend property with force. And if you harm or kill an assailant, you can be charged with assault or murder. The result of these terrible policies is that England suffers the most violent crime of the 18 developed countries. Handgun crime has doubled. You are six times more likely to be mugged in London than in New York City. Most English burglaries occur while homeowners are at home, compared to only 13% in America, because burglars fear that American homeowners may have a gun. There are tragic and ridiculous cases of prosecutions of citizens for the crime of defending themselves. You can now go to prison if you carry a toy or replica gun. By limiting the right of self-defense, England has removed the greatest deterrent to crime, people able and prepared to defend themselves. Remember, the police cannot be everywhere.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum, and today you've finally been hearing the truth, not the media lies, about gun control. Can we protect ourselves and the Second Amendment while reducing crime? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free, uncensored information on gun ownership. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, a watched clock never boils, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. My clock boils a little bit. I had to adjust that thing this morning, Jeff. First time in a long
while. Well, that's because it's boiling in there. You could hatch baby chicks in
there,
right?
Well, I could have this morning, but thanks to you. Where'd you find that fan?
Well, I stole it from downstairs. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, okay. Well, it'll go back, probably. They'll miss it and come after it. But anyway... Yeah, it was hot in here this morning, but let's not worry about that. It's, if you are a one-worlder looking forward to a one-world government, or if you are a CEO of a multinational corporation, or if you are a head honcho cabinet member type person in the Bush administration, then you look forward to more illegal aliens crossing the borders coming into the United States of America. But if you are a typical American, you say, whoa, enough's enough. I mean, after all, we are not only losing jobs to these people, but we are losing our hospitals to them. I mean, in Arizona and New Mexico and some of those areas, the hospitals have actually had to just shut their doors because the illegals have used so much. And by law, the way the law is written, hey, a hospital has to take care of a patient. They come to the emergency room, and that's what they do. And I've even heard in some instances, well, let's not go into all of that today, because that's not what we're talking about. But we can go on and on and on as to what it's doing education-wise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the Minuteman had some good ideas and did quite a bit of good down there in the southern Arizona border. Now, more than 15,000 volunteers will man observation posts and conduct foot and horseback patrols this fall along the Mexican border from Texas to California and in several states along the Canadian border, and a new Minuteman vigil to protest what organizers call the government's lax immigration enforcement policies. Now, we had Chris Simcox on the air way back then when they first started the Minuteman thing, and nobody really had heard of Chris Simcox, and we got a hold of him. And he's so busy now, I've tried to contact him a time or two, and they want you to go through. They've gotten so many calls on this that you have to go through a producer in order to get a hold of him. And, well, we know who Chris Simcox is, and I can tell you what he's doing without getting him on the air. But anyway, he heads the Minuteman Civil Defense Corporation. And he says volunteers from throughout the country who are concerned that the United States government must be made to act and take control of our borders are signing up in record numbers for the new month-long patrol set to begin October the 1st. Now, I don't know how much good a month-long patrol does. They've made their point, and what they did worked. Now, of course, the president didn't like it. He called them vigilantes, but I don't know what's wrong with being called a vigilante. I don't know really the definition of a vigilante. Jeff might want to look it up there, see what the dictionary says. But it means we must be vigilant. We must be vigilant. Americans, we are. Remember the song, to be vigilant during World War II? So these people are just vigilant. That's all they are. They're saying, hey, we got a problem down here, and we're going to do something about it. Well, anyhow, opening remarks here, commented on who wants to see these illegals come into the country. And it is the multinational corporations, the one-worlders, the ones that want to do away with the borders here in the United States. Now, the other day, it was July the 14th, a week ago, one day last week, we talked about the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR, and their plan for us is called Building the North American Community. Well, you know, when I started this show 11 years ago next month, I don't think you've heard me talk much about the Council of Foreign Relations, mainly because a typical American has been taught that it does not exist. It's kind of like the Bilderbergers. They're not out there. That's all black helicopter stuff. They don't really exist. Well, let me tell you for sure, the Council of Foreign Relations does exist. We have the names of the people that are involved in the Council of Foreign Relations. But they have now gotten so bold that they have produced this plan. And I have it here on my desk as we talk. Building a North American Community. Report of the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America. Sponsored by the Council of Foreign Relations in association with the Canadian Council of Chief Executives and the Mexicano Interconationals. I'm not too good with my Spanish this morning. I wouldn't be too good with my Spanish this afternoon or tomorrow morning for that matter. But anyway, those three countries have put together this Building a North American Community, and I assume that the Canadian and Mexicano groups are similar to the Council of Foreign Relations here in the United States. Now, I have this book on my desk. It's not a book. You can get it off of the Internet. We talked about that last week, I think, as to how to do it. And it's a little bit difficult to get. Jeff is better at that than anybody that I know, and he got it for me. It's 48 pages of plans, but there's 50-some-odd pages involved in this thing, 59 pages, because it's got people's names and all sorts of things in there, acknowledgments and the forward and all. There's 59 pages of it. And it comes from the Council on Foreign Relations. And the Council on Foreign Relations in this Building a North American Community says, we must have open borders, and we'll discuss that in more detail following these messages. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
To the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR. For years, we have been told that there is no such thing, that there is no Council of Foreign Relations. That's like, you know, you're looking for black helicopters. Well, it's no longer the case because here we have the Building a North American Community, 59 pages that they have published, and it put it on the internet for us. So there's no conspiracy here because anything that's in black and white certainly is not secret, all right? The Council on Foreign Relations has produced this 59-page document. It is a 5-year plan. Now, they want this done in 5 years. So by the year 2010, we will have a North American economic and secure community with a common outer security perimeter, okay? In the document, the word community means integrating the United States with Mexico and Canada. It also means wide open borders between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Community is called space in this brochure. It's not a brochure, it's 59 pages, all right? It's community is called space by the CFR. A common economic space. You see how they turn words around? See, when you and I think space, I mean, I don't know what you think of, but I think of a place where there isn't anything in it. You got space to do that because there's nothing there. No, that's not the way they look at this. For all people in the region, a space in which trade, capital, and people flow freely. Now, let's go back to these 15,000 volunteers that are going to patrol the border. Look who they are up against. Not the Mexicans, not the Central Americans, not the South Americans, not the Asians or the Arabs that are coming to Mexico and then coming in. No, they're up against the Council on Foreign Relations, which says we must have free trade, no borders, and all this space between Mexico, the United States, and Canada, and it all must be done by the year 2010. You know, you look ahead and say, oh, 2010 is a long time. Look at it this way, it's 5 years, and that's not a long time in the eyes of these people at all. The CFR document called Building a North American Community, asserts that George W. Bush, Mexican President Vicente Fox, and Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin, and get this, committed their governments to this goal when they met in Bush's ranch at Waco, Texas, March 23, 2005. The three adopted the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America and assigned working groups to fill in the details. Is it going to happen? It is happening, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called carpal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
And we have returned. Now, back to the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. This document, called Building a North American Community, asserts that George W. Bush, Mexican President Vicente Fox, and Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin, get this, I'm repeating what I said a moment ago, committed their governments to this goal when they met at Bush's ranch in Waco, Texas, March 23rd. Now, do you see anything in the Constitution of the United States that says our president, regardless of who he is, has the authority to commit our government to opening the borders between any country? The three adopted the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America and assigned working groups to fill in the details. Now, people, that's treason. That's all in the world you can call this is treason. There is no place in the Constitution or anything in any of our government publications. I'm going back to the Founding Fathers, the papers, what we call the papers, Jeff, the Federalist Papers. There's nothing in any of this that would give the president the authority to eliminate the borders. In fact, they tell the president that he is to protect the borders. Now, so they met March 23rd. They had a follow-up meeting in Ottawa, June the 27th. where Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chekhov told a news conference that we want to facilitate the flow of traffic across our borders. The CFR document calls for creating a North American preference so that employers can recruit low-paid workers from anywhere in North America. No longer will illegal aliens have to be smuggled across the border. The document calls for a seamless North American market and for the extension of full labor mobility to Mexico. The plan calls for massive U.S. foreign aid to other countries and will include multilateral development from the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank, and I wasn't familiar with that Inter-American Development Bank, and a North American investment fund to send U.S. private capital to Mexico, and I'm not familiar with what that is. A common market requires a court system. Really? So the CFR document calls for a permanent tribunal for North American dispute resolutions. In other words, if there's a problem, you're not going to go to a U.S. court, a district court, even the Supreme Court of the United States. You're going to a tribunal. The document calls for allowing Mexican trucks unlimited access to the United States, including the hauling of local loads between U.S. cities. In other words, they can come in here and start competing with Yellow Freight or Werner or any of the big freight companies, all right? The document calls for adopting a tested once principle for pharmaceuticals. In other words, if Mexico said, we tested it, it's all right, then, hey, it's all right here in the United States as well. The document demands that we implement the Social Security Totalization Agreement. And we've talked about this. I've written about it. It's been in the Chronicle now at least 2 or 3 years ago, where we're putting the Mexicans on our Social Security rolls, even if they're illegal. And really, they get a lot better deal than you and I do because they don't have to work as long or pay as much to get full benefits. Anyway, they're going to put illegal aliens into the U.S. Social Security system, which it's already done. U.S. taxpayers are supposed to create a major fund to finance 60,000 Mexican students to study here in U.S. colleges. And they're going to ensure that this plan so that it is achievable within 5 years. The CFR calls for supervision by a North American Advisory Council of eminent persons from outside government. Now, let's talk about these eminent persons from outside government. You see, it's obvious they do not want, although I don't know why they wouldn't want our Congress to do it, because Congress is going to do anything that they get paid for doing, so they'd be happy the multinationals would make sure Congress would vote the way they wanted them to. But here we're going to put eminent persons in charge of this from outside government, which means you have no recall whatsoever. None whatsoever. It's like when you're dealing with the Endangered Species Act or when you're dealing with any of these bureaucratic programs that are run by people that are not politicians. You can't vote them out of office. There's no way to vote these people out of office, and they're going to be in control. They're going to take control over your states. They're going to take control over your communities. A county commissioner won't mean a thing to these eminent persons from outside government that's going to make certain that we have a building the North American community in style by the year 2010. Let's take a break. We'll be back. And when we return, we'll go to the telephones right after these messages. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. What is gold, really? Gold is the money that exists only in its tangible form. It's real, worldwide money. Gold is the only money that no bank promotes and no bank destroys. It's been around a billion years before the U.S. dollar was invented and probably will be here a billion years afterwards. Isn't it time to rediscover gold with Swiss America? Face it, gold has it all, safety, privacy, and profit potential. Just like my trusty friends at Swiss America and I have said, please make today the day that you do it. Call Swiss America now at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN for your special economic solutions package, which includes their Economic Solutions magazine, a companion CD, and CNN DVD, a $30 value, all free to my listeners now if you'll just call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN.
Hey, what are your fingers doing today? Well, if they're like over 9 million other fingers belonging to smart, fun-seeking fairgoers, they should be clicking a mouse to visit the Missouri State Fair website. Why? To plan some fun! Give it a whirl! MoStateFair.com is your guide to fun and everything that's going on at the Missouri State Fair August 11th to the 21st in Sedalia! Nowhere but the fair will you find such a variety of fun stuff to see and do. Plan your day at the fair with concerts and rodeo, and there's free entertainment like Tigers of India, sponsored by Westlake Ace Hardware, stud bicycle and skateboarding at maximum velocity, sponsored by Subway, free music on the Budweiser stage, exhibits, animals, fair food, fun, and more. Never been to the Missouri State Fair? Give it a whirl and bring your friends. They'll love you for it. Check it all out now at MoStateFair.com. The Missouri State Fair, August 11th to the 21st in Sedalia. Give it a whirl.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, there's nothing so small that it can't be blown out of proportion. Jerry Brownfield!
And we're back. Let's go to the telephones talking about the CFR and this building the North American community, which means by the year 2010, there will be no borders. There will be free movement of not only people but vehicles from Mexico to the United States to Canada. Let's go to Bill in Missouri. Hi, Bill, you're on the air.
Gary, God bless you. You're the only talk show host that has enough nerve to talk about important things like this.
Well, thank you.
Do you have the CFR's annual report where they have all the members listed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't have it here in front of me, but it's in my file.
I've got two of them in front of me right here now. And if your listeners will grab a pencil in a minute here, or just a short time, I'll give the CFR's phone number.
Okay.
They will send it out to you, postpaid, and in the back of this book, it's a fairly substantial thing, probably a couple hundred pages, and they'll send it to you postpaid, and it'll be in your post office box in a couple of 3 days. My last one I have here is the 2003 annual report, so at least this was their phone number a couple of years ago. The other one I have here is 99. I mean, a 91, and they had changed their numbers slightly between then.
Okay.
There's about 3,500 members of it. I've studied them now for about 35 years, and that's the reason everyone needs to know who they are. You'll just be shocked, you know, if you aren't up on it.
Well, you're going to know the biggest part of the names on there.
Yeah, but most of, well, see, they control both the Republican and Democrat Party, and so most of these people aren't politicians, but, you know, they control the news media and just all the big shots are members. And here's the number. It's 212-434-9400. And that's their phone number as of then. Of course, they've got websites and all that stuff. If anybody wants me to give that stuff to you, you probably don't, but...
Now, give a website very quickly.
Okay.
Here's the easiest one, Derry. It's www.cfr.org.
Yep.
That's right. The easiest one.
Okay. I know we had a difficult time. Jeff had a difficult time getting this Building a North American Community booklet off the internet. He had trouble getting it to print the thing.
Yeah, I don't have that, but
all right, now what do you ask for when you dial this number?
You just ask for their annual report. Oh yeah, I didn't say that. You ask for their annual report, and I think it comes out every 2 years because this one here is 2003.
Jeff, dial that number real quick and see what you get. Need and have them send us an annual report. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, this annual report here, it says Council on Foreign Relations Annual Report, July 1st, 2002 to June 30th, 2003.
Well, there should be a...
That's the last one I have, and that's, that's only about 2 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say there should be one out now. If it's June, 2 years would be 2005.
Of course, you might, it depends. This last one came in 3 days to me. Maybe sometimes they're out of them or whatever it might be.
Just real quickly, what's in that annual report?
Well, the main thing that I like about it is in the back is the list of all the 3,500 members. Oh, it shows their meetings and all this stuff and shows who they are.
See, why they've been so secretive all of these years. Wonder why they've come out of the woodwork.
Well, my oldest one that I got myself here, I've got a 79 annual report, so I was requesting them back as far ago as 79. I knew about them before that. Back in the 60s, I got to reading up on them, and at the time then, in the 60s, they were saying, we're going to shut down the Ohio River Valley, do away with all the heavy industry in the United States, and turn it into a service economy, and that sounded kind of far-fetched back in the 60s, but they've done it, you see. If you really wanted to keep up on them, you could take their quarterly. The name of it is Foreign Relations, and in that, they just lay it out all the time. Every 3 months, it comes out, and they tell you what they're going to do, and they'll tell you 20, 30 years ahead of time what they're going to do, and then they proceed to do it. So it shows the power of these people, see.
Okay, same way with the Committee on Economic Development. They told us back in the late 1940s what they were going to do to agriculture, and they've done it. I mean, it just right down, just like you'd follow a recipe to bake a cake.
That's another thing I wanted to mention to you. You've got a lot of new listeners now in other stations you didn't have when I ordered my... Committee on Economic Development report from you. I think maybe you should give that again and make it available to your new readers. It's really something. It's an eye-opener, too, if you're in agriculture.
Yeah, it's the Committee on Economic Development.
Mm-hmm.
And
probably most of those people were probably members of the Council on Foreign Relations at the time. I don't know.
But that Committee on Economic Development planned this, and it tells in there who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're named in this thing, and they're the CEOs of the major. They weren't multinational corporations back in those days, but it was Ford Motor and Kodak and the major corporations that we had back in the 1940s, and they just laid it out. There are too many farmers. We're going to get rid of the farmers. We're going to do it by having... the cost of production, prices are going to be below cost of production. We're going to get the farmers dependent upon government programs. And then it just goes on and on and on. You didn't want to teach vocational agriculture anymore. We wanted to teach kids how to go to town and get a job. The whole thing is right there, and it was done 50 years ago.
The report I got from you, I think, was the 1962 report, I think.
Okay.
And... it laid it out, and it said that they were going to cut. They call us resources instead of people out here. Agriculture taking too many resources, they said, too many people, and so they wanted to do away with 50% of the farmers in the next 5 years. That was one of the highlights of it. So that'd be a good thing for you to make available to your new listeners. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hey,
Derry.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Yeah, if you want a copy of that, we copy it and just print it off. And I think Beth charges $10 for that thing. So if you want a copy of the CED report, just send don't need a self address. Send a note to us that you want the CED report, and send $10, and we'll see to it that it's in your mailbox. There's no shipping and handling or anything on that, but we'll be glad to put it to you. And you won't believe how they have planned this and how they have planned their work, and they've worked their plan, and all you have to do is look at our agricultural community and see what's happened, because it's all laid out, and they knew it 50 years ago. Let's go to David in Arkansas. Hi, David. You're on the air.
Good morning, Gary. I have this document, this 59-page Building a North American Community document in my hand, and in the back of it lists the task force members.
Right.
And there are 31 task force members, and quite a few are from the United States here. You want to run down just a couple?
Well, very quickly, I really haven't had time to study this thing, but I'm looking at it the same as you are.
Well, on page 42, Heidi Cruz is an energy investment banker with Merrill Lynch in Houston. She served in the Bush White House under Condoleezza Rice as the economic director for the Western Hemisphere at the National Security Council.
Okay, that's enough. Let's go to another one.
Nelson Cunningham, managing partner of Kissinger McLarty Associates, the international strategic advisory firm. That's with Henry Kissinger, you know. He advised John Kerry's 2004 presidential campaign on international economic and foreign policy issues and so on.
We don't really have time to go through all of these things, but people, get your own copy of it. It's interesting, and hey, they have our live plan for us. There's
Gary,
no...
when you speak of the Council on Foreign Relations, I have had in my possession that I downloaded from the Internet in February of 2001. That was the roadmap for national security addendum on implementation. It was the CFR that wrote the Homeland Security Department plans and the whole thing. And part of that commission was even the president of the CFR.
Really?
Yes.
You see, you can't call this a conspiracy at all, because there's nothing secret about it anymore. It's there. Anybody with a computer that can get on the Internet, it didn't find that information for yourself. If you can't get on the Internet, you can get on the telephone and call them. They'll send you your annual report. People, it's happening right before our very eyes. Let's go, and thanks for the call, David. Let's go to Wayne in Tennessee. Hi, Wayne, you're up next.
Yeah, Dave, I ain't got anything of any real intelligence to add to the day. I'm probably preaching to the choir anyhow, but... you know, the people are responsible for all this trouble we got coming down the line or been having down the line. There's is the people that thinks that there's nobody to vote for except a Republican or a Democrat, and all the news that they know is what comes over the television, and, you know, that's, you know, we're surrounded by stupidity is what it amounts to, and, you know, people just, you know, have to do the best they can, I reckon.
Well, they're going to have to get off their duffs and do a little research. And thanks for the call, Wayne. But what I tell my listeners, and I've been telling them for years and years now, don't believe what we're telling you. Don't believe it at all. Just get interested enough that you try to prove what we're saying is wrong. And you'll find out that what we're saying is correct. This has been going on. It's been going on for a long, long time. And let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring'em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
During the commercial break, I asked Jeff if he dialed that number, 212-434-9400, to get the CFR's annual report. What happened, Jeff?
Well, there was a very nice, sweet lady on the other line who simply pushed me into a voicemail, and I simply left your name, number, address, and all that stuff, and they'll send one to me in the mail.
Thank you.
Very easy.
You can do the same thing by dialing 212-434-9400. And remember, that is the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR, which we have been told for the last 50 years does not exist.
And that's to get the annual report.
To get the annual report, right. Okay, now let's go to Nick in Texas. Hi, Nick. You're up next.
Hello there, Mr. Brownfield. I don't have a whole lot to add either. But I guess where we're at now, you know, there's a $10,000 question. You know, everybody knows this is bad for our country, but how do we get in there and work on stopping it?
You've asked the big question. There's no doubt about that. You see, we're not, it's not like we're fighting Congress here. It's a big, big thing, and if you go back and look at what they did with the CED report, you know, the Committee on Economic Development back 50 years ago, they literally destroyed agriculture as we knew it, as we knew the family farm. And they've done it under the guise of, oh, they're just those. I've read those very first documents. Oh, it's just the inefficient farmers we need to get rid of. And then the rest of the people are going to be able to make a lot of money. Well, it hasn't happened. They did it exactly the way they planned, and they're doing this exactly the way they planned. And we're up against a worldwide scheme, and I don't know what to do about it. But at least we can make it known so that people understand. If enough people could hear this show, if Hannity and Rush would talk about this like we're talking about it today, people would come unglued, and we could do something about it. It's going to be a matter of education. That's the only result, the only way we have. Then you're going to have to get rid of the present administration. You're going to have to get rid of Democrats. You're going to have to get rid of Republicans. You're going to have to put constitutionalists in there that believe in the Constitution, believe in the Holy Scriptures, or we're doomed. Simple as that.
Okay, so it's just we have to get out there and educate people and tell them what's going on, huh?
That's the way it looks to me. But, hey, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Carol in Arkansas. Hi, Carol. You're up next.
Good morning, Derry. This is a very important subject you're talking about today. The CFR members are not elected to office, and I think that's one of the key things. They are running our country, and yet they are elected to nothing by the people. And behind the scenes, they are running the whole show. I wanted to mention a couple of names that will connect some dots. Of course, the Rockefellers in behind a lot of this, they don't usually have their name on it, but their foundations fund and support and push these people. And of course, David Rockefeller was one of the founders of the Trilateral Commission and the CFR.
Hold it right there, Carol. We're going to have to take a break. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aeronizer.us. You still with me, Carol?
All right.
Okay, you were talking about David Rockefeller and the Trilateral Commission.
Yes, he was one of the head formers of both the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, which does on a continental basis what the CFR does. In other words, it sort of orchestrates it internationally. But one of the presidents and appointees by Rockefeller of Council on Foreign Relations, and I think these people all still are on the board as past presidents, was Michael Andreas, who owns Archer Daniels Midland,
right,
and J. Peter Grace. You'll see these names, you know, floating around and around. I'd just like to tell you one, and of course, with Archer Daniels Midland, you know, the connection there with Bob Dole, he was the Andreas's person in the Senate who got the price controls on sugar and then got monies for the corn so that they could produce ethanol gas or fuels and also the corn syrup business, which is in
one of them went to the penitentiary over that too, if you remember.
Well, I don't think he stayed very long, Derry. I think it was one of those, it was for news published because he got caught with his hand in the jar, and but it's like some of the people that Clinton, like the Lassiter, Dan Lassiter, with the drug business. He cut the deal with Lassiter. Well, you just plead guilty to the recreational use of cocaine, and I'll see when I get reelected to governor that you don't have to spend any time in prison. And that's exactly what happened. He spent a few months down there at the white collar one at Texarkana, but he didn't stay in very long. But I wanted to say something about an instance that I know of personally, why you won't hear Rush Limbaugh say anything about this. Before the GATT was pushed, the GATT treaty was pushed through, Phyllis Schlafly and Pat Buchanan got together and they raised a bunch of money to put together an ad to tell the people how bad this was and that they should call their congressman, you know, and protest any vote on it. For it anyway. Not, they were voting against it, obviously. But anyway, the ad was cut and it was to air on at that time the number one television program, which was Rush Limbaugh's at night on his TV program. And 1 hour before the program came on, they were called and informed that the ad would not run. And it was an anti-GATT ad. And come to find out, Rush had been invited to David Rockefeller's home for dinner that week before.
Really?
I guess he was told exactly what would happen to his EIB broadcasting and his income if, you know, he wanted to talk about those things. We just don't talk about those things, and then you'll get along fine. Well, this is exactly the approach they use with the senators and all these people. Look at them. They've all voted for the WTO. They've all just voted in the Senate for the CAFTA. These people are bought and paid for. They're nothing but political whores, because if they won't stand up, like the few that will, like Ron Paul and a handful, they are political whores, and they no longer are voting for the interest of the American people.
Yeah, see, how could George W. Bush say that we have committed our governments to this goal of building this North American community? See, he has no authority to do that, but he's being told to do that.
And they don't have any authority to pass these treaties, according to our Constitution, unless it's voted on by the people and by the states. But, you know, they're not going to tell you that, and they're just abusing the law every day. And, you know, George Bush, the first week after he was elected in the first term, he went up to Canada, and they had that North American conference, and he announced that plan then. Of course, it's been in the works for a long time. And, you know, Carol Quigley, one of the consummate insiders, wrote about this in his book Tragedy and Hope, and he talked about the Council on Foreign Relations and all this, but
we are out of time. Carol, appreciate the call, and now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.